I'm Megan Block with the Northwest Carpenters Union.
And I'm Jeff Thorson with the Contract Administration Department.
And
we've got grit.
Welcome to Fight Club. Fight Club is the call to action segment within Grit Northwest. It's built to educate and motivate you to protect your ability as a union carpenter to provide for yourself and your family. Fight Club is not for excuse makers or finger pointers. If standing proud with your brothers and sisters to protect what's ours is not your cup of tea, you can stop listening now. Fight Club members care about their careers and aren't afraid to take action to protect it. They don't assume or expect someone else to do the heavy lifting needed to strengthen their union and better their lives. Fight Club members roll up their sleeves and get involved. They understand and appreciate that a union is only as strong as its members. We're ready to fight for what we believe in. Are you? If so, let's get to work. Our guests today are Megan Block and Jeff Thorson from the Northwest Carpenters Union. In today's episode, we'll discuss the upcoming 2021 contract negotiations, the science and psychology behind crafting an effective member survey, and the importance of membership engagement in achieving the wage and benefit agreements that are in alignment with our members' expectations. Megan Block, Jeff Thorson, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe. I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah, as well as I am.
Well, thank you so much for taking your time to be on the show today. I really appreciate it. And I know our listeners are going to get a lot out of today's episode. And as you know, we're here to talk about the upcoming contract and, more importantly, the contract survey. So who would like to start off telling us sort of the background on contract surveys?
Joe, this is Jeff. I'll be happy to get started. You know, we've got a history of putting surveys out to our membership prior to bargaining season to understand concerns and interests that they may have and see on the job. Historically, we've had very low participation rates in the 9 percentile, you know, 7 percentile, depending on the collective bargaining agreement and the amount of members that are affected. And over the last couple of years, we've seen a significant increase in those participation rates. And those actually contribute to the highest total package increases that we've ever seen in collective bargaining over the last couple of years.
So there's somewhat of a correlation between how many members turn out for the survey and the actual benefits that are achieved by the membership. That's pretty impressive. What do you account for the larger number of turnouts lately, Jeff?
Historically, had paper surveys where, you know, the council would send out letters to our members. Members typically don't open their mail, and they don't return the survey back to us because they, you know, for whatever reason. So we've gone to an electronic format where you get a text message. It's available on our website, and you are able to click a link, enter your UBC ID number, and run through the questions, answer them, and then also have a one question at the end that's kind of a catch-all question where if there's anything that wasn't covered under the 10 to 15 questions in the survey, that you have a platform to write whatever response you'd like.
So embracing technology to make things easier for members to participate seems to be paying off.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen numbers again, you know, the 9.5 percentile up to increase over one cycle at over 23%.
So in years past, Jeff, I actually was a participant on the contract negotiation team. And I remember clearly an evening where we, the folks from the team, the rank and file on the staff got together and we develop these survey questions. Has much changed in that process over the last few years?
No, nothing's changed there. We've spent the last couple of weeks, we are in the process of crafting the surveys that are scheduled to launch on February 15th for Oregon, Southwest Washington, Western Washington, Montana, and Alaska. And it's the exact same way we've done it in the past, where rank and file along with staff go through and go question by question and try to figure out the information that we want to gather to build effective proposals to take forward in negotiations.
Megan, I understand you've had a hand in this as well.
This year is the first year that the contract admin process has had a training to really understand a little bit more about the survey methodology. And as we know, the way that we craft a survey really plays an important role in the data that we do collect. So all of our bargaining staff had a training recently, and one of the key points that we talked about was how do we design the questions so that we get the best data back possible so that we can really help get the best contract for our members?
And how would you craft a question to elicit the best possible data from our membership?
So this is interesting because survey methodology is a bit of science and a bit of psychology. So there are ways to craft questions, but at some point there's also a human element that comes out in the design as well. So some of the common best practices that we would think about when we're designing a really good question is that they're ethical. We wouldn't ask any sort of unethical questions. We want to make sure that our questions are civil. They're free of any offensive or inflammatory language. We want to make sure that it's something that our members would be willing to answer. We wouldn't ask a question that might have particularly sensitive information because that might bias the results that we get. And we'd also want to make sure that the question is feasible. Do our members actually have the information to answer the question? And probably most importantly is that the question needs to be universally understood. So if Jeff and I are taking the survey and we are looking at the same question, we need to interpret that question in the same way so that we're capturing the responses that we want and we're not giving different information to the same question.
Well, that makes a lot of sense using the scientific approach and also the, like you said, the human side of things to craft questions that are readily received and interpreted and hopefully responded to. So Megan, you had mentioned that it's very important for the members to have the information available to them to accurately respond to these questions. And where would our members turn to educate themselves as to the issues that they are being asked to respond to?
So this is something that Jeff is going to touch on a little bit later about the importance of knowing your audience. And that really will help us understand the types of things that our members may or may not have information on. So an example of a really non-feasible question might be, how much profit did your company make last year? Now, that's something that people might think that they know or that say they've heard around their job site, but that's not a question that we could accurately rely on for our members to have the information. For example, they don't get a look inside their company's books, so that really wouldn't necessarily be a feasible question.
So if I understand you correctly, Megan, these questions are designed really to get the best possible results out of our members who take the survey. And why wouldn't, when given the opportunity, our members choose to just take the highest amount possible when it comes in regards to wages?
Joe, several members actually do shoot for the moon. We have a survey results for 2018 in Western Washington that show that, you know, 29 and 34% say 4% or higher, where you look at everybody else, the 3, 2, and they're at 30, 32%. So when you average everything out, it ends up being about 4% is what the average was. And when you look at what was achieved at the 2018 cycle, it was 5% for year one, 4% year two, and 4% year three.
And understandably, we have a lot of contracts, a lot of area that are within our council that is going to be open for wage openers and just overall master contracts. So, and Megan, when it comes time to craft these for individual areas, what do you take into consideration when you do that?
That's a great question, because what we do know is that the better targeted our survey questions to our bargaining unit, the better information that we're going to get. So a few of the things that we want to think about is really who are the people in the bargaining unit. Some of our bargaining units have 40 members. Some have, I think, 13,000. And the knowledge, the experience, the education, the years in the union, those all vastly vary from bargaining unit to bargaining unit. So it's really important that we get to know our bargaining unit and really know our audience before we go into the survey crafting process so that we can figure out how to really target those questions to the people that we're talking to.
That seems to reinforce the council's commitment to engaging the rank and file membership to be part of the contract negotiation teams. And that's why so much emphasis was put on the recruitment and education of our members. And that's what Jeff and I, we talked about last time you were on the show.
You know, quite frankly, you know, this is a pretty demanding process for our rank and file members. I mean, we've spent several weeks here in training. You know, we went through the introduction to negotiations. We went through the council process. We had communications training. We're in the process of developing and drafting the surveys right now. And they take a lot of time in the evenings that folks aren't getting paid for. This is they're volunteering their time to participate in this process. And so kudos to those bargaining committee members that have stepped up and are going to the table with us. We really appreciate your efforts there.
And the importance, again, of actually taking the survey cannot be overstated. When are our members actually going to be receiving these contract negotiation surveys?
So at this time, February 15th is the scheduled launch date. They're going to be open for 2 weeks through March 1st. Text messages, social media, our website was just the 2021 contract page is now available on our website. It's been set up to where we've got several agreements throughout the year that are open, and it's set up in a way where you can see what the current status is. You can see when the survey is coming. You'll be able to see what the results of the participation levels of the survey are. Once we get to a tentative agreement, the cover letter is going to be posted. The tentative agreement will be posted. There'll be a voting link, and then you'll also see the voting results there. So really easy to look through and understand. It's not on the front. There's not a front link currently on the website now, but if you go to for members and you look under contracts, you'll see contract 2021 and click that link and it'll be available there.
I'll just add that it is absolutely critical that we get the most number of members to take this survey. That's a really key part of survey methodology. You have to have a sample that's representative of the entire population if we really want to make sure that we're addressing all of our members' needs. So when we have bargaining units of 10,000 folks and we only get 1,000 or 2,000 surveys back, that is only representative of that small group, that 10 or 20% of those members. And so for this process to make sure that we're really representing our members well, we need folks to participate and tell us what they want.
I definitely believe in that. And it also just shows a strong message of solidarity and unity within our ranks when sitting across the negotiation table with the contractors who need to know that we mean business when we come to the table. And there's no better way to show that than saying, yeah, we had a good 60, 70, 80% of our members engage in the survey. They are aware, they are passionate about their futures and the futures of their families. And we need to show that sign of strength. And I think, again, all the work you're doing in getting the surveys designed to accurately reflect what our members feel important and the embrace of technology to get that information out to our members is admirable. And I really appreciate you two being on the show today to talk about it. So again, if members are interested, listeners are interested in finding out more about the 2021 contract survey, where would they turn to?
Yeah, nwcarpenters.org, contract administration. Contract 2021, as well as the contract administration Facebook page.
And Joe, Jeff and I want to issue a challenge to all of our members. This year, we're asking that not only does every member take the survey, but we're asking you to get two other members on your job site to take that survey as well. Now, because it is coming out via text message, you can just simply share that text message with anyone on your job site. And heck, you can even get that message open, have that member enter their UBC ID number and fill that survey right out with you. Now, in order to make sure that you get that information and get that survey to your phone, you do need to make sure that your information is updated with your local union. So if you've changed your phone number or your address or your email at all, please make sure to give them a call and get it updated so we can make sure we get you that information.
That sounds like a fantastic idea. I love the thought of a challenge. Well, again, Jeff Thorson, Megan Block, thank you so much for taking your time to be on the show today. I look forward to having you back again. We can talk more about the results of the survey and where we're going to go next with that information.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Our guests today have been Megan Block and Jeff Thorson. Our call to action is to fill out the survey and encourage others to do so as well. Only by joining together in this important component of being a union member can we let our collective voices be heard. Now let's get out there and fight.